Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, the Indians rose to the occasion last night. This is the best team in baseball, talking about Houston. You're 3-1 against the Astros. But boy, oh boy, Tito, these are games, and you've talked about it. You never can relax when these two teams play each other, and I'm sure they feel the same way.
No, you're right. I mean, they run really good pitching at you. Even when you get to their bullpen, I mean, you know, the guys they were bringing in when they're down, you know, kid has, what, 8 or 9 innings, has 2 walks, 19 strikeouts. I mean, they're doing some pretty good things, you know, in a lot of areas, but they're finding bullpen pieces, and they're really being successful.
You had a meeting yesterday, and obviously when you win, it looks like, man, that was a great time to call a meeting, Tito.
But you know what? And that's not the case, because I don't put a lot of stock in having a meeting for one game, because we play every day. And that's why we work so hard from day one in spring training, for guys to understand, you know, the atmosphere, the culture, how we want to play the game. Because you don't want to have guys up for 2 days and then go back to where it was. That doesn't work in our game. And we even talked about that. Because I thought a couple years ago when we were spinning our wheels, that's what we were doing. And I don't ever want to get into that habit.
Well, we have seen glimpses of it, but Edwin Encarnacion changed the complexion of the game last night. That 2-run homer ties it, and it gives you, again, a glimpse of what he can mean to a ball club.
Yeah, and what a difference. I mean, we're down 2-0. Morton's throwing the heck out of the ball, and then all of a sudden we're tied. And even though we're on the road, it's like we're tied and we got a lot of baseball left. It's a heck of a lot better feeling. And then you see what happens. You know, Kip runs into one, Lonnie, and all of a sudden it's like, man, you know, we hold on. We got go to our bullpen, and just kind of like they do, our bullpen, you know, we got some pretty good guys out there.
With Edwin, have you seen anything that encourages you that maybe he's getting ready to get hot?
You see glimpses. I don't know if he's quite ready to be consistently hot like that, but you also never know. I mean, it could be one swing. Sometimes for guys, they have to work into it. But again, that's in there, and teams have to respect that.
How about Jason Kipnis? He seems like a different guy since you put him in the leadoff spot.
Well, I think more than maybe moving him, it's just the fact that he had at-bats, and he kind of had his spring training at-bats out of the way, and now he's ready to be himself. And he's such a dynamic offensive player for us that when he's not going, we miss it. And when he is going, you can tell what a big part of our team it is.
Today, Mike Clevinger, my goodness, you look at him and you just think, this guy could be dominant. Is there a final piece to the puzzle for him?
Well, I think with young pitchers, there's always pieces that they're continuing to work on. You know, he is doing a very good job of getting ahead. You know, 0-2, 1-2 a lot. Then he lets hitters creep back into the count. So he has the ability to attack the zone. Just got to keep attacking as opposed to starting to pick a little bit once he gets ahead. And that's when the pitch count goes up, and that's when they get deep into a count and they get more dangerous.
When you're talking about that, Tito, and they're getting up on the hitter with 2 strikes, are they trying to be too perfect then to put the guy away, or what is the difference?
Yes. And when you're just missing, all of a sudden the count goes 2-2, 3-2. Now they've seen all your pitches. And now you're asking a young pitcher to make a perfect pitch when if you throw it 0-2, 1-2, it doesn't always have to be perfect because they're expanding the zone sometimes.
Boy, before we let you go, we don't get here, obviously, but for 3, maybe 4 games tops every year. I every time I come here, I guess I forget how good a hitter's park this is. It almost feels like, Terry, every ball has a chance to get out of here.
Well, yeah, I mean, left field and right field, and especially left field short. Now they've made center field, they took a lot out of there because it really gave a pitcher a place to go to. And I know there's reasons, I guess, people complain. I like Towels Hill. I like the ballparks that have some personality and quirkiness to it. I know some center fielders that had to climb that hill probably don't feel that way, but I really did like it because they did a good job with this ballpark.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Astros coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.